See, every cool ethnic group has something funky going on with their necks, right? Like the Italians, are, how you doing, huh? How you doing? Japanese men, arigato, arigato, hello, hello. Arigato. My favorite is the Latina women's circular neck thing, the home, yo, 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 listen, oh man. Listen, all right. It's just white guys that have nothing going on at all. It's like, hey, how's it going there? Yeah, good to see you. Hang on a second. What's that? Yeah, I'm talking to him. I can't talk to two people at the same time. Let's set up a conference call. So from the Bronx, from New York. I live in LA now, and I miss New York, though. Man, I miss New York. I miss all the dumb comments you hear just walking down the street. I was here one time when the U.S. soccer team lost the World Cup to a small country in Africa called Ghana. I swear, I literally heard these two New Yorkers talking. They were like, could you believe we lost to a bunch of freaking Ghanaians? And I was like, I can't believe you actually think that's what they call themselves. But it's that New York accent that makes everything sound all the more ridiculous. It's the exact opposite of the English accent, where everything sounds correct, right? But see, that's the problem. In America, we mistake accent with intellect. We think they're all smart because no matter what they're talking about, they sound quite intelligent, right? It doesn't matter. They can talk about anything. It'd be like, my balls are quite itchy. And we'd be like, that dude is smart, okay? But they're not all smart. They just sound smart. They look dumb with the crooked teeth and the wacky hair. Oh yeah, you go to England, some of those Englishmen have that elephant man look about them, like, I know I look a bit frightening, but at least I sound intelligent, right? The English have a weird thing with the letter T. You notice that? A weird thing with that, because sometimes they overpronunciate the letter like that. And sometimes they ignore the letter completely. It's like, what happened? Where did the letters go? And there are two T's in the word letter, and yet they're nowhere to be found. It's quite odd, right? No, you know, I understand if there's like one T, you just missed it, you know, that's fine, whatever, one T gone, fine. But when there are two T's, you just skip over it like that, it's just rude. It's like the letters don't even matter. The English and their teas, they spend half their days drinking teas and the other half ignoring them. But it's not just the English. Every accent has a weird relationship to one letter, right? Like the Russian accent, it's the letter Y. They take the letter Y and they put it between every other letter. Take any sentence, like this traffic is unbelievable. They'd be like, this traffic is unbelievable. I cannot believe it. We've been sitting here for 15 minutes. The Israelis, it's the letter M. They take M's and put it not between every other letter, but between every other word. I want them to go and to get them. What do you want, a bag of M&Ms? What the fuck are you talking about? I don't understand. I know what you're thinking, how could he make fun of his own people? Well, I'll explain. You see, Israelis aren't really my people. I mean, yeah, Israel is a 3,000-year-old homeland of my people, but there is a difference between Israelis and Jews. You see, Israelis fight back. Israelis will return fire. Jews return merchandise. You know, it's a whole other thing. Israelis, each and every one of them, gets drafted into the service. Jews complain about a draft to the service. Waiter, is there a vent open? I feel something blowing on my shoulder. I'm just always fascinated by the way people speak, you know? And accents to me are so strange, but languages are even weirder. Like the Russian accent, that's kind of weird. The Russian language, oh my God. You ever hear anyone speak Russian? It's like, it's like, are you talking backwards? Russian literally sounds like English played in reverse with someone pressing pause and unpause every second. It's like... Japanese, they say Japanese is, you know, it's a nice language. Is it? I don't know. Whenever I walk into a sushi restaurant, they just start yelling at me. That's not a nice language. That's the noise my blender makes when I put something in it I shouldn't have. Oh, I left my spoon in there. That's the problem. I knew there was something weird. And they say that French is a beautiful, romantic language. No, it isn't. Whenever I hear two French people talking, it sounds like they're just mocking each other. It's like... And that French accent, they always sound like they're annoyed and miserable, right? They're always like... This is not true. We are not miserable. Just look at the smile on my face. They always sound annoyed and miserable. The opposite of that, people from New Zealand. People from New Zealand always sound happy. That's right, from New Zealand, what's the matter? Nothing. Two dudes from New Zealand could be having like a disturbing conversation that's upsetting in nature and still sound happy. Remember the other night? You were out? Yes. What happened? I had sex with your mother. What's that? Sex with your mother, hit it, twice. Is that right? What, you're not upset, are you? Upset? I'm devastated.
Thank you, people, thank you.
The sexiest accent in the world is the Spanish accent, yes.
Calm down, Puerto Ricans, I'm talking about people from Spain, okay?
The authentic, old-time Spanish accent, I wish I had that. It would change everything for me, it really would. It would change, like, my act, certainly. I'd come out here, be all suave, be like, hello, how are you?
I am very happy to be here. I will tell some jokes. And then I will make love to every woman in this room and two of the men.
There are people who naturally sound like that. Naturally. Javier Bardem, the actor, that's his natural speaking voice. He will walk into a room and be like, hello, I am Javier Bardem. The J in Javier is silent because I banged the sound out of it. Wow. We all just speak. That's really what distinguishes us, like as a human race, that we speak in these different like accents. And other than that, we're the same. We are all the same. We walk the same way. We eat the same way, right? We have sex the same way, pretty much. I mean, there's some variations, but it's not like you go down to Australia and they're doing it like this. This is nice. I could do this all night. It's pretty much the same. Obama won the election. I don't know if you heard. I'll tell you this, though. If he didn't win, he would handle it very well if he didn't get reelected, because he takes rejection extremely well. I read about this. Back in the day before Michelle, when he got like dumped by a girlfriend, he was very cool about it. Like the rest of us, we get dumped, we fall apart, we start begging, please don't leave me. Not Barack Obama. Barack Obama got dumped, you know he was just like, let me be clear. Should you break up with me? Simply because I stated that in those jeans, your ass looks fat. Then so be it. However, if you choose to stay with me, Then I promise to help you reduce the size of that ass. Now, it won't be easy. May take some time. and will require some sacrifice. But together, together we will restore that ass back to the ass our forefathers dreamed about. I just feel so bad that there's a black woman out there who dumped Barack Obama because you know she doesn't hear the end of that from any of her friends. You know, to this day, they're all like, girl, you messed up, okay? Talking about, where's this relationship going? It was going to the White House, girl. Damn, you could have been first lady. Now you just the first bitch to marry that fool you call your husband, okay? I'm also pro same-sex marriage because I myself am in a some-sex marriage. You get a lot of sex? Some. I am married. I know all the women looking for the ring. They're like, where's your ring, asshole? Don't judge me, ladies. I don't wear a ring, okay? Here's my theory on rings, all right? If I wear a ring, if I advertise that I'm married, how am I ever gonna find my soulmate? No, we're both very happy. I just don't like jewelry. That's it. I don't like jewelry. No, what is a ring? A ring is just a stupid sign that you're no longer available, like anybody cares, you know? It's like a sold sign in front of a house that no one's looking to buy in the first place. And I don't want women looking at me the way they'd look at that house, like, huh, I wonder what it was about this piece of shit that someone actually took it off the market. Needs a lot of work. I don't need that. But, you know, women always judge me. Like, oh, you must cheat. I don't cheat, okay? I don't cheat. Let me tell you something. Not wearing a ring doesn't make me an unfaithful husband any more than not wearing a yarmulke makes me an unfaithful Jew. I just don't feel the need to walk around announcing my membership in not one but two socially undesirable groups. You see, I want to be envied in my life, not pitied. And no guy is going to envy me in my wedding ring and little black velvet beanie. Let's be honest. No guy's gonna be like, look at him, a married Jew. Lucky son of a bitch. He gets to be chosen and taken. That's not what he's thinking. That's not what he's thinking. Yeah. You know what he's really thinking? You know what he's really thinking? He's thinking married and Jewish. Poor guy never gets any action or bacon. That's what he's really thinking, people. And that's the other reason why I refuse to wear a ring. Because it just taunts you. It's just a daily reminder that you're not getting laid. That's what it is, daily reminder. That's why they chose this finger, because it's right next to this finger. So they were like, all right, this'll be fuck you, and this'll be fuck nobody. I feel like I don't get it as much as I would like. I don't, because men, we just need it a little more. We need it more and we want it more. It's biological, bitches, don't fight it. We do, we need it more. Like women, don't get me wrong, women like sex, right, ladies? Women like sex, but women like sex when they're having sex. Men, we would like sex when we're having surgery. Literally, true story, I had hernia surgery, right? And I was lying there, and there was this cute nurse just standing over me, and my last thought before I went out was, I hope while I'm under, she violates me. Women don't think that way. You have practical thoughts. You think, I hope I wake up. Hope this goes well. Not, I hope while I'm under the knife, the hot surgeon plays with my clit. You know, you don't think that way. We think that, take gym locker rooms, right? The men's locker room, dudes walking around naked. Women's locker room, women walk around naked. If a guy walked in to the women's locker room, a naked woman standing there, she would freak out. She'd be like, hey! What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here! But imagine if, like, a girl walked into the men's locker room. Naked dude standing there getting some stuff out of the locker, he'd be like, hey! What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. And like the locker room chatter would be so different. Same words, different intonation, right? In the women's locker room, it'd be like, there's a guy in here. Yeah, I don't know. He just walked in. Men's locker room. Dude, there's a girl in here. I don't know. She just walked in.
Take your towel off and go say hi.
Go, go. Yes. Yes. See, women, you guys have to be in the mood, right? Guys, we just have to be in the woman. Because a woman will change our mood like that. Women have all sorts of mood-changing apparatus all over them. Everywhere, ass, leg, everything is mood-changing. It'll change it. There is nothing on me that would change my wife's mood. Nothing. I tried. The other night, my wife was like, oh, I'm not in the mood. And I was like, well, I have just the thing to change that. You know what she said to me? She said, get that thing out of my face. Now, no man in the history of mankind has ever been presented with a vagina and then said, get that thing out of my face. No man. Also, I'll tell you why also. Because the vagina's not a thing, it's a place. Remember that next time you're playing 20 questions and that's your secret word.
Is it a person?
No.
Is it a thing?
Mm-mm.
It's a place?
Yep.
Is it Virginia?
Close.
I'll give you a hint. It's the happiest place on earth.
Disneyland?
No, but like Disneyland, it's gonna cost you to get in there. Yeah, and then you wait forever to get on the ride and it's over in 2 seconds. Ah, forget it, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And you see,
but I don't cheat, I'm very faithful. Very faithful. Very faithful. I really don't, I don't cheat. And my wife doesn't give me enough credit for not cheating. Because I think my wife and some women don't realize that men, on a regular basis, are faced with what I call life or dick situations. A life or dick situation is when you have to choose between your dick and ruining your life. Like after a show, women will come over to me. They want me because I'm a rock star. Just play along. And I got to think about it. I got to go, okay, let's see. I could do her, but then throw away everything that matters to me, or just not do her. It's the craziest decision in the world. We ponder it. We think about it. That's a life or dick situation. You guys have it too at work, the office, that cute office coworker flirts with you a little bit too much, right? And you gotta think about it. I could take a blowjob from her, but then possibly lose my job, or not get blown. Blowjob, job. Well, blowjob has job in it. We start rationalizing. That's a life or dick situation. And I just want a little bit more credit for choosing life. In fact, I should get a punch card. For every 10 lives, you get a free dick. Well, that didn't sound exactly as I... So I like to start my show by giving a shout out to all the different demographics in the room. Here we go. What's up, mostly white people? Some of my people, the Jews. Thank you, Jews. Thanks for showing up, despite the high cost of gas. The Italians, my Italian brothers. By the way, Italians and Jews, very similar. Yeah, yeah. We like to say that. You don't so much, you know? You don't like to admit that, you know? We're always like, oh, no, yeah, we were very alike. You know, we're into food and family. No, 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 I'm nothing like you, okay? That's the thing I love. That's the difference with the Italians. Italians will tell you something to your face. Jews are like, you know what his problem is. Italians are like, hey, you know what your fucking problem is? He's not a nice person. You're an asshole. Italians, yes. Yes. Latinos! My Latino friends. You know, Latinos make up less than 15% of the population, and yet they are the sole reason there will be a 7th Fast and Furious movie. Middle Easterners! All right, that's a few more than I'm comfortable with. No, there's more here. There's more. It's the quiet ones you got to worry about. But black people, not gonna mess with you. See, I grew up in the Bronx, and one thing I learned growing up in the Bronx is you don't mess with the brothers, or you're gonna get your ass whooped by a sister. Okay. Not gonna mess with black people. Love the black people. Not gonna mess with you. Asians. Wow. Probably gonna mess with you. Yeah. Yeah. Because what are they gonna do? What are they gonna do? What are they gonna, like, throw an equation at me? Like. Also, always nice to see some openly gay couples. Yes. And one closeted homosexual. How are you, sir? Are you with her? Are you with her? Yeah, it's time you let her know. Seriously. It's not fair to her. It's not nice. She has a life too. And then whatever the fuck that guy is, it's like an ethnic smoothie. What are you? What are you, sir? Puerto Rican. There we go. And the Puerto Rican's in the house. That's how you open a show. New York City. Yes. Yes. And I'll tell you, the ladies are in the house tonight. The ladies are in the house. Yeah. I wanna pose a question to the ladies here tonight. Ladies, quick show of breasts. How many women here tonight are sick and tired of men objectifying them? Show of breasts. How many? They never do it, but cleavage is everywhere you look. Look around, fellas. You see cleavage. Look at that. Look at all that cleavage. Look at that. Doesn't it suck that we're just inundated with images of cleavage coming at us all day long, and it's always cleavage, no nips, right? What is that about? How come the nipple's the only part of the tit you can't show, right? Like, I'm watching the Girls Gone Wild commercial. This girl, she's standing there, her shirt's up, they're out. She's like, you can't see what's under these fingers. That's like the equivalent of me whipping my penis out and just covering up the hole at the end. You can't really see it. You want to see the whole thing, you got to buy the DVD. Cleavage is such a tease. It's such a tease, you know what I mean? How come you could see, like, most of the tit, but not the bullseye? It's ridiculous, people. It's more than just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous is when something is more than just plain old ridiculous. I'll give you an example. I was just watching Arnold Schwarzenegger be interviewed promoting his new tell-all book, and I was thinking that he threw away his life to bang the housekeeper is ridiculous. But the fact that she looked like Danny DeVito, that's ridiculous. You understand? Ridiculous is when something, yeah, ridiculous is when something is so absurd and frustrating, you don't have time for the re. It's just ridiculous. I'll give you another one. That marijuana is still illegal in 47 states is ridiculous. But
unemployed.
But the fact that the day it became legal in 3 states, Twinkies went out of business. That's ridiculous. Here's another one. Facebook, that's so many people waste so much of their precious time here on Earth posting the most inane, useless shit is ridiculous. The fact that I spend hours a day liking those posts. Yes. By the way, I'm not a pothead. All my friends are, but I'm not against weed. I think weed should be legal. There's certain drugs that should be legal, right? Like performance-enhancing drugs. They should be, like, why not? If you're an athlete or an entertainer, you want to enhance your performance to entertain all of us, the fuck do I care? Do what you gotta do. Leave A-Rod alone, right? Lance Armstrong, if Lance Armstrong wants to pop a couple of pills to make a bicycle race watchable, then let him, right? Richard Pryor was the greatest comedian that ever lived. Do you think anyone ever walked out of a Pryor concert and was like, well, that wasn't fair, he was on cocaine. Ridiculous. I don't do the drugs because I've seen the effects of cocaine on people and squirrels and I think squirrels are on cocaine. I do, because they can't focus for long periods of time and they're totally paranoid. You know, there's like like they can't even enjoy a nut, you know what I mean? It's like, thank you. I say, if you're a squirrel, take it down a couple of drug notches. Smoke a joint or something, you know? This way you can still be a little paranoid, but just more mellow, you know? You could be like, dude, I can't feel my tail. Thank you, Pete. Hey, yeah. The gays love me. I know this because gay guys will always give me the second look, okay? The second look is something a woman never gives me. You know what the second look is? When you're walking down the street, a woman approaches you, right? She spots you. That's the first look, okay? Then she looks away, assesses your level of cuteness. And unless you're like a 9 or higher, you ain't getting the second look. I'm a 7, okay? And that's with taking personality into account. But I'm a gay 9. I know this because every time I walk by a gay guy, he's like, he is cute. Always get the second look, always get the second look. Love the gays. But you know, being a gay 9, it's kind of like Canadian currency. You know what I mean? It's worth a lot to them, but what the fuck am I gonna do with it? I remember in New York City, they passed the gay marriage laws. I was so excited last summer. Thanks for backing me up. Yeah, it's exciting. I remember I called him up. I was so happy for him. I called him up and I was like, this is amazing. You know, you could finally get married. Are you going to do it? Are you going to get married? And he was like, no. I'm like, why not? He's like, weddings are expensive. I was like, what? Are you kidding me? That's crazy. This is a moment in history. This is a huge societal breakthrough. You finally have the equality you so deserve and you're not going to take advantage of it. That'd be like the day they finally abolished slavery and black dudes were like, yeah, it's cool, but, you know, I'm not getting an apartment. That shit's expensive. I'm gonna hang out here for a while, check out my options and shit. You know, I may be free, but so is this house, motherfucker. Again, white people getting nervous. But here's the thing. I don't talk about slavery as a white guy. I talk about slavery as a Jew because my people were slaves too. Thank you. We were slaves. And they say we built the pyramids. We built the pyramids when we were slaves. I believe that that's true. I believe we did build the pyramids. I believe my ancestors were out there. They were told to make some tall buildings, right? And we laid the first row of bricks. They turned to each other and they were like, we can't keep this up. We're gonna die out here. And one guy says, I got an idea. What do you say we make the next row a little smaller?
Good idea, Irving. Yes, let's do that.
And then they did it, and they were like, you know, no one noticed. Maybe we could go a bit, just a bit gone. Well, eventually, they're gonna catch on. Don't worry about them. I'll talk to them.
Oh, that Irving, he could talk his way out of anything. And sure enough, the Egyptians show up. He's like, what is this? What is that? We asked for this. What is this?
Excuse me. Hi, can I have a word, Irving? Come here. I noticed that the tourism industry here in Egypt is schwach. You got nothing to see here, and you think people are gonna travel from all over the world just to see a few buildings? I mean, I got a brother-in-law, owns two buildings, says they're nothing but a headache. But a pyramid, you know what the best part about a pyramid is? No tenants. That's right, you got one dead guy in the basement floods, you think he's gonna complain? The man's wrapped in toilet paper.